At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi there. This is Something Offbeat, a show where we dig into weird news stories and bring you roundups of bizarre news discussed by Odyssey radio stations across the nation. This week, we're covering the Cracker Barrel controversy that everyone's been talking about, and a story that bounces from Texas to Africa to Scotland. Then we'll hear from a seafood expert about Walmart's radioactive shrimp recall. First up, the crew at the Dave Glover Show at KMOX in St. Louis tackle Cracker Barrel. According to CBS News, the company lost $100 million in market value after it released a new, simplified logo this week. Along with the new logo, the company also plans to remodel stores with a more modern aesthetic. While conservative commenters in particular have criticized the rebrand, just, you know, regular customers are also a little bit concerned about what the changes might mean. Here's the Dave Glover team to explain.
Those Cracker Barrel people.
I mean, come on, man. I told Andrew this. I saw one comment here. I think I bookmarked it. I saw one of the replies on a tweet about that story. And this tweeter said, "I'll be honest, I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in 20 years. If you ask me to choose which of the restaurants to go to, because the post has two pictures.
Yes.
One is the old Cracker Barrel interior, we all know.
Yeah.
And the other one is a new version of it, a modern version of it.
And then the logo.
And then the logo's changed. Yes. But this person said, if you ask me to choose between them, overwhelmingly, I'm choosing the old one. You haven't gone in 20 years. You literally contradicted yourself in your own tweet. What are you mad about? I mean, they took a dude in a chair off the Cracker Barrel logo. That's the change, right?
Well, the change is that they changed the inside of some of the stores. I don't know if it's happening to all of them or if it's only happened to a couple.
I think it's happening to all of them.
You're sad about it, right?
I am. I'm bummed. Yeah. I like the...
I like trash on the walls.
Yes, I do. It's nice. It's a nice, comfy place to sit. They usually have a little fireplace with a fire going if it's cold out. A nice cozy place to sit.
It was definitely
had nice ambiance too.
And I can tell you the one at 40 and K is packed.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I love Cracker Barrel.
I would allow the record to show that I'm the one who actually gets to have an opinion because I go to Cracker Barrel on a regular basis.
So do I.
No, you don't.
I do.
Yeah.
4 or 5 times a year, easy.
Can you more than that? Yes.
I mean, again, I'm not trying to be like the king of Cracker Barrel, but like, The reason I go there, I told Andrew this.
That's going to stick.
The reason I go there is...
Just leave off the barrel part.
They serve me the food that I like at a good price, and they're nice. That's why I go to a restaurant. I don't go to a restaurant because of what's on the walls or what your logo looks like. If your food is good and it's at a price I like and the people are nice, boom, I'm in.
But it is important to keep in mind when he is giving his opinion on these things that he... is an alien.
No, that's true.
I was just thinking.
But we also need to remember that these changes are not being made for our age. They're trying not to become irrelevant with people that are 45 and under.
Yeah.
And that's who they're losing. That's who they don't have.
Right.
So trying to appeal to us, who you already have, or people that are older who aren't going to be around that much longer, is not a good business plan. They may fail, but that's what they're trying to do.
We should all be so much nicer to Wheeler because he is clearly going to be the go-between between us and the robots.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're going to relate to him so much more.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. We also don't care if there is crap on the walls.
We are friends.
Okay, we think all that is so stupid.
Let me take up for Andrew for a second here. What if, Wheels, you went over to, like, your grandma's house, and you have a picture in your mind of your grandma's house and the things on her wall and her throw pillows and her rugs and stuff, and she was like, yep, I got rid of all that. We had an interior designer come in, and now it's like everything's gray and white and pristine.
He's going to say,
it looks great, Grandma.
Grandma loves it. I love it.
That's what he's going to say.
No, it is true.
This was answered before you even started talking, Rachel, because he's not going to cede even one inch of ground. He's not going to cede one old-timey gasoline ad worth of ground.
This is how my brain works, okay?
And yeah, your brain works, you decide something completely unfounded without thinking about it for more than a half a second, and then you die on that hill.
No, here's the problem, Andrew, is I am not married to nostalgia. I don't care if things change because things change. If we're always going to do things because, well, that's what we've always done, that's the dumbest reason to do things.
Not wanting a restaurant to change decor is not nostalgia.
It is. That's what those decorations are. It's all old-timey stuff. And if we're only going to do it...
It's not nostalgia for me because I was not alive in 1890.
I understand, but if we're only going to do something because we've always done it that way, that makes no sense for a company that's losing its ass. What are they supposed to do? Just keep on falling until they don't exist?
But why would they alienate their current fan base or current customer base?
So you're not going back, Andrew. If they redecorate, you'll never go back.
More of their ass. I don't really care to. No.
All right.
I love the
thought. Also, the food has been getting
worse. Someone tuning into the show.
That's the problem.
Someone tuning in for the show for the very first time being like, wow, what are they fighting about?
Cracker Barrel. It's Cracker Barrel. Okay, so I get not liking a change. What I don't get is why anybody gets personally angry about it.
It's not personally angry. It's just like disappointing.
Nah, but you're not the person I'm talking about. I'm talking about the rage farmers on social media like, this is why everything's bad.
Well, that's because
like, just grow up.
I think there's a large amount of people who don't know how to, they don't have the like emotional knowledge to draw the difference there between like, I'm a little disappointed by this.
Yeah,
this is a bummer. I like the way it looked. Versus I'm enraged.
We've got a bunch of people online that are 2 year olds.
The example of emotional knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, but everybody's a 2 year old about these things. We got to get rage. Which, if you don't like it, just go to another restaurant. Why would you rage about that?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City covered the next story. It's that one I was talking about with a Texas woman who ended up in Scotland with a, well, you know what? I'm just going to let them tell you.
This is a weird story from the independent newspaper out of the UK. A Texas woman reported missing by her family has been found living among a lost African tribe in a forest in Scotland. Are we following the weird dots in this story?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Trying to piece that one together.
At all.
Texas native Cora Taylor has been found with the Kingdom of Kubala, a group living in a forest in Jedburgh, about 45 miles south of Edinburgh, that is trying to reclaim land they say was stolen from their ancestors. The group is led by King Atahini, who was once an opera singer under the name Kofi Effa. Afa.
What?
His wife, who is Queen Nandi.
Okay.
And their handmaiden, Taylor, who now goes by Asnat.
Get me back to the Texas woman.
It is unclear when Taylor was reported missing or why her family was unaware of her location. She had been apparently given some eviction notices, had been targeted in an attack that involved someone setting one of her tents on fire.
She was missing from Texas and then
found in Scotland living with a lost African tribe.
Okay, if she was living with a lost African tribe in the forest.
Uh-huh. In Scotland.
How did they find her?
It's a lost
tribe. You suck at being a lost tribe. You've been found.
She says in a video to the UK authorities, obviously I am not missing. Leave me alone. I am an adult.
Yeah.
Not a helpless child.
You have the right to go
absquatulate.
Join
to absquatulate
a lost
yourself.
Tribe in Scotland and absquatulate.
Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they're not a lost tribe insofar as they're trying to hide. They're just trying to reclaim their territory. And if I had to guess, there's not a whole lot of dense forest in Scotland, but I've never been, so I could be wrong.
I would bet there is, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Where do you think Robin Hood lived?
Okay.
All right, I'm moving on.
Yep.
So. Yeah, that was a crazy headline. I had to put it in the stack.
And I'm glad you did, friend.
I could not follow it. African tribe in Scotland?
Nope.
She's from Texas?
Doctors say a man was really...
And finally, we've got the story about radioactive shrimp recalled from Walmart stores in 13 states that's been trending this week. And no, eating radioactive shrimp will not turn you into a shrimp superhero like that arachnid that bit Spider-Man. Tommy Tucker of WWL Radio in New Orleans was joined by the president of the Louisiana Shrimpers Association to learn more about shrimp safety.
If you bought frozen shrimp from Walmart under the Great Value label, and they are from the Indonesian company P.T. Bahari Makmur Zahati, I would throw them away if I were you, because the company said the shrimp could be contaminated with a radioactive isotope called Celsium-137. Now, I don't know about you, but when I eat shrimp, I'm not trying to get an X-ray. I'm just trying to enjoy shrimp, which brings us to the importance of buying locally. And with that in mind, we are joined now by AC Cooper, president of Louisiana Shrimp Association. How you doing, AC?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. Were you surprised when you heard this or not?
No, Tommy, you know, we've been screaming this for years. You know, when the European Union turns them away and the United States buys them, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, they test over 50%. We test less than
1%. Wait, say that again. When Europe turns away from them and the United States buys them?
Yes, sir. They test up to 50%, and yet we test less than 1%. Mm. So you know there's a problem whenever they do that. They just dump it on us and drive the prices down and kill our industry for something that we know that is in there. We got agriculture testing. We have the federal government testing. Kennedy is definitely on board. We're fixing to see some stuff come out today or tomorrow that you're going to be really freaked out about. But
how did it go from... Or was it ever regulated? Did nobody regulate them? Then Europe started testing half of them, and the United States just stayed the same thing? Or did Europe always test 50% and the United States cut it back? How'd that happen, AC? How'd we get here?
They started at about 10%. They seen he was catching so much of it. They went up to about 30%. Then they went up to 50%. Even China tests more than the United States tests.
So why don't we test more?
Because we're not testing. We test 1%, and... And another thing that happens is when they test it bad, they give it back to them. And what they do, they put it back on the ship, and then we call it port shopping. Mm-hmm. This might go to Houston and unload it, and they got a 99% chance that they're not going to be tested again and come right on in.
But who's behind? Somebody's got to be behind not testing it. Who is that?
That's the FDA. FDA's probably.
Okay,
FDA, you know, they should have been doing this a long time ago, because we've been raising the issue for a long time, because the results has been there. It's not something that just popped up. It's been there for years that we've been screaming it.
Tell me how tough it is to be a shrimper these days.
It's hard, Tommy. We lose a lot of fishermen. You know, in the year 2000, we had 20,000 licenses. Today, we got less than four. So if you want to see an industry just dissolve and go away, this is the way to do it. You're killing us. We can't even make it. You know, we can't put money back into our vessels, so we've got to pay our bills, overcome our breakdowns, and try to save money for the wintertime. And it's just very hard. We was not making it right now.
What's the best way for people to buy fresh Louisiana shrimp and make sure that's what they're getting, or frozen Louisiana shrimp and make sure that's what they're getting?
Come to the coast. Come see a fisherman. Pick your fisherman out and come let him be your man.
All right, AC, thank you. And also check the package closely, because what might be Dixie Seafood or Gulf Seafood, it might be labeled that, but you got to look at where it's actually manufactured, right?
Right. We have a lot of laws in place now. Louisiana has been stepping up. You know, our legislature started listening to us. We have labeling laws that have to be on the front of the bag. It was there. They can't use our culture. So we got a lot of things in place. Restaurants have to put it on the menu. So ask where your shrimp coming from. You sit down in the restaurant, ask where the shrimp come from. Demand to see the box, because they will lie to you.
Thank you so much for listening to this weird news roundup from Something Offbeat. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to The Dave Glover Show from KMOX in St. Louis, The Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ, and News First with Tommy Tucker out of WWL in New Orleans. Check out these great shows on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, make sure to follow your favorite stations on the Odyssey app to keep up to date with newsletters and more.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Hey!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.